Tonight, Survivor, the Amazon reunion is made possible in part when our listeners use our links for Amazon.com. Take it from a guy who spent 38 days in the Amazon. I'd much rather spend 38 days getting great deals on everything under the sun and supporting this podcast when I start my Amazon experience at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. All right, coming to you live from my apartment. It's the Survivor the Amazon 10-year reunion. And here we are, a number of cast members from Survivor the Amazon. And first off, let me start with, look who's here in my apartment. Here he is. It's the one and only Roger Sexton.
Yeah, the bossy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Roger is here with me live in person. Roger, are you impressed to see the Rob Has a Podcast Studios in action?
Yes, very impressed.
All right. And then here with us, we are on a Google Hangout, for those of you guys listening to the audio version. Here with us from left to right, let me introduce these guys. You know them. Here he is. He has a little bit of a different look since the last time you saw him on Survivor the Amazon. And he just got back from the gym. Here he is. It's Alex Bell.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Happy to be here. What's up, Rob? Yeah. Thanks for putting this together.
Oh, thank you for being here, Alex. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. Things are good.
Yes. And Alex Alex has a lot of people at his house, including he even has a Rob Has a Podcast fan who found Alex at the gym. And he actually has a Rob Has a Podcast fan in attendance at the house tonight.
Yeah. Sean, he's right over here. There's Sean.
Yeah, it's Sean.
He wore the plaid shirt in your honor.
Oh, wow.
Wow, he's a real fan.
Wow. Yeah.
And what's really funny is that we actually were already friends, and then he started following and found out that I was on Survivor. Like, we already knew each other.
He recognized you.
All right, he kind of recognized me. But,
all right, well, and let me finish the introductions here. Then, okay. To Alex's right here, all the way from Olney, Illinois, it took us about 45 minutes to get him on a Google Hangout, but we did it. Here he is. It's Butch Lockley.
Rob, yay, it's great to be here with you, buddy. Looking forward to all the questions you got lined up for us.
Yes. And then to Butch's right, here she is. She's the winner of Survivor of the Amazon. Here's Jenna Maraska. Yeah.
I'm the only girl in the hangout.
The only girl in the hangout so far. You never know who's gonna show up.
And Alex ran away just as you were introducing me. Typical.
We were waiting on Dina to get started, but we had some, we got an update from Dina that some real life work called her away from this. What the hell is that?
She said, send everyone her love.
I got a hold of Heidi this week. Heidi is driving down to Florida for spring training.
Too cool for school.
She's driving a U-Haul van, she said, down to
cool
Florida with a baby in it, so she can't make it. I emailed Christy. Christy is actually in India right now, and she says it's Friday morning, so she can't be with us. So just to give a couple updates.
That's a big loss.
And then
where's Matt?
Matt is, he may or may not show up. We'll see. We may have pop-ins along the way. Everybody
he's
has the link.
Across the Sahara.
No, I think he's at work. That's what he said. But anyway, so we have a lot of people who are, who have the link, and we may be joined by more people along the way.
If Ryan pops in, we'll know because he probably won't have a shirt on.
Yes, Ryan will be the guy without the shirt.
Hey guys, I'm a model. Hey guys, I'm a model.
Is that still what he does?
We don't know. Who talked to him?
No, I just read his Facebook update. He's like, "Hey, Prada's first class. My shirt, my body's awesome. You know, typical."
Wow, that is that's pretty fantastic.
That's an actual Facebook status update?
Yes. I mean, he does have a sick body, but I'd like to punch him in it.
Whoa!
Wow! All right. Violence. Threats of violence already.
Yes.
This is devolving quickly. I like it.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd punch him and then I'll have sex with him.
Whoa, okay, all right.
Wow.
All right, just to give you guys a little sense of how this is going to work for you guys watching us live, not only are we live here, if you're watching us on a Google Hangout, you can also chat along live on robhasawebsite.com if you go to the page on Rob's website.
Cool.
We have a new chat room there, and you can chat along with the other people who are watching the show live. And also, you can send us tweets if you use the hashtag RHAP. As we go along. And Jessica Frey, our web show producer, she is monitoring the chat closely, and she'll bring us some of what you guys are saying in the chat room. Okay?
I like all the pictures in the background, too.
Yes.
That you have up.
I've been working all day on a virtual collage, Roger. What do you think?
I like that.
How
I want
did it come
you to
out?
Send that to me.
Remember when we went fishing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we showed up
can
at the camp.
Can you email that around, Rob, so we can have it for ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I like that.
Yeah, a lot of the pictures are of me, but that's just because those are the pictures they gave me after I got off the show.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, this picture of Dina. All right, so why don't we go real quick, just give everybody an update on, you know, what everybody has been up to, any big, big stories in the last 10 years, especially from, I mean, you guys hear from me all the time. Well, maybe not the people who are on the show with me, but everybody else. So let's start with Alex. Alex, what have you been up to? And tell us about what's been going on for you in your romantic life.
My romantic life is awesome. I am married. I got married about 6.5 years ago to another Survivor alum, Kim Powers, who has been floating around in the background. You see her walking in and out a few times. And we live in San Francisco. We've both bounced around jobs a little bit. We were leading active travel vacations for a while and moved around. And then we got real jobs. I went to work for a bike company. Kim went to work for a design firm, and I just switched jobs to a little tech company called Strava. There's Kim Power. See, that's who I'm married to.
Yes.
Hi,
come say hello, Kim.
Hi.
Things are really good. We live in San Francisco. We have a couple of cats and a lot of good friends. And
we have the world's cutest cat.
We do have.
I don't believe you.
Let's
I don't believe you.
All right, hang on.
Bring the cat.
We have the cutest cat.
What's the cat's name?
This is Squirt right here.
Squirt.
Squirty, say hi.
Squirter. Boy, that could be really perverted. Oh, it is a cute cat. I hate cats, but that's a cute cat.
Yeah, this is Squirt, and then Shaba is around here somewhere. But Shaba, who's actually named after the Shaba Game Reserve, which is where they shot Survivor Africa, which is she's really shy. She probably won't come out. She hears too many voices, and she's probably hiding in the closet right now.
All right, and people are loving seeing Alex right now. Let me.
Wow, that never happened. So that's awesome.
Wow.
This is from Alex HP7 says, OMG, I'm having a survivorgasm.
You better hope it's not a squirter like your cat.
So much, whoever that is. That's someone said, I'm having a survivorgasm.
Yeah. And you better hope it's not a squirter like that cat of yours.
Well, hey now.
Yeah. All right, Butch, how about you? What's new in your world, Butch?
Well, my wife is going to got 2 more years to go before she retires. I've been retired 6 years. I know it's going to be hard to believe, but I've been doing a lot of speaking, traveling across the Midwest, country, East Coast. I know motivational speaking on, if you want to believe it or not, the banner I brought on the show. Just
believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. And sounded corny. Even Rob said it did, if I remember right. But been doing a lot of
Don't
that.
Don't put words in my mouth, Butch.
I know I'm not trying to, and then I do a lot with principals, other principals, administrator academies, continuing education with principals. Have one grandson from Josh. Amanda lives in St. Louis, got her doctorate degree, and Amanda and her husband, Daryl, Andrea. Oh, boy.
Jeez,
Andrea
Butch.
And her husband, Daryl, are going to have a baby in June. So we'll be grandparents again. So we're excited. We're like Roger. Roger's got a couple of grandkids. And
all right. Congratulations.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
So that's about it.
That's great, Butch.
Yeah. All right, good for Butch. And Butch, you know what? I did think that believe in yourself was corny 10 years ago, but now I've come to realize that you were right. I don't think yep. it's corny anymore.
Yep, you got to do. Right. You got to believe, and then you got to do. That's what I believe in.
That's right. All right, and let's go to Jenna.
She's done it all.
Yeah, most of the listeners of Rob as a Podcast have heard from Jenna a bunch on the show since then. But give us the short version if anybody's just tuning in and hasn't seen you in a long time.
I'm doing really well. I've been spending some time at home with my family in Pennsylvania, but I hosted a show called Everyday Health for ABC, and we were nominated for an Emmy. So that is really wow. wonderful that we did. And I'm working on writing a book right now and working on my own kind of TV show, and things are really good. So I'm really happy, and there's a lot of transition and change coming for me, but I'm really happy to move into this next stage of my life.
And show us the collage that you made, or somebody made a collage.
My aunt made it. So it's like all the survivor pictures and, you know, from all the different things that happened, lots of crying. So it's on the background. Give us some texture in the room, you know?
Very good. Very good.
It's about my decorating skills.
And let's go to Roger next. Here's Roger. Who is also has a goatee since we saw him
Roger,
in the Amazon.
Roger.
Roger.
Impressive.
My daughter blessed us with two grandkids. Drew, the boy, is 9. He'll be 10 in November. And Hadley is 7, and she'll be 8 in April. Yeah, actually, April 10th. My daughter's birthday is April 13th. I'm a year away from retirement, Butch, and... Yeah. I'm going up to Walla Walla, Washington. We restored a home up there that was built in 1905. And officially March 4th of next year, we will be moving up there permanently.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Small
town, 30,000 people. But it's like Napa was 20 years ago. It has over 80 wineries in town. And they make some wonderful, wonderful wine up there.
So, yummy.
Yeah. So that's what.
Small town of 30,000 people. Man, Roger, you haven't been all in the Illinois, and Alice can tell you about it. That's a small town.
Yeah, but Butch, believe it or not, when I went up there 6 years ago is when we went up there, my next-door neighbor was an avid fan of the show, and actually in that town, it was amazing. It was like when we were on the show, you know, they knew me, everybody knew me, and it was really bizarre.
Roger, you'll have to have us come visit you.
Yeah.
Hey, the door is open. It's a huge home, and it's really a fantastic house.
Yeah. So what that you started saying about how that the people who still watch the show, and then you went in a different direction. Was that what you were going to say?
I'm sorry.
About people that you can't believe that people still watch the show.
Yeah. I honestly and seriously. I mean, but. Here it is 10 years later, and just a month ago, my wife plays a lot of tennis.
Yeah.
And this woman she plays with, her daughter, said, "You're married to Roger." And she said, "Yeah, you're on Survivor."
The Roger.
See, yeah, well, that's what happens. You know, they all didn't hate me like you guys did, you know.
Oh, no.
And that's one thing. It's 10 years, and I've always wanted to say, you know, the last show when I got tossed, it was brutal. And I hardly ever go on the internet. But anyway, I did, and there was an article some guy was saying about how he watched that show, and he said, never had that happen before or subsequent to, where they treated, right from the get-go, you knew I was gone. And absolutely, that insult to injury was when you guys took my clean underwear and, you know, you played taps to it.
That was the next episode. That was the next episode.
That was not my idea, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, and let's talk about this because you also, like, the conversation we were having on the phone the other day. Do you mind why don't you tell at least these guys what you were saying to me the other day, and then I want to address
that.
Well,
you got to... Rob, I'm 66
okay.
years
well,
old.
Well, you were saying that you felt, what you said to me the other day was, you know, I recently watched that episode and I saw that you really hated me.
Yeah.
Was what you said.
Yeah, you came across, and that's what, here's how this all started. Last year, I showed the first 7 episodes of Survivor to my grandkids.
Oh, cool.
And they were mesmerized. And my granddaughter, Hadley, she says, Beepa, I don't know why they would vote you off. You built a shelter? Mm-hmm. You did all this stuff? You know, it made no sense. And Drew also was that way. So, but anyway...
I think you might have had some help building the shelter, though.
Yeah.
Alex, I have never taken credit for actually building the shelter. I'm an organizer, okay?
Yes, for sure.
And one of the things that came, I mean, for me personally, after my whole experience on the show, 3 things that happened on there. I forgot about the conversation you and I had about homosexuals. Oh, it totally caught me off guard. I don't care. I was called a chauvinist, which is the most hard thing to take. And that was really expressed when I got tossed, you know, they all thought I hated women. Not mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
You know, these guys, it's television.
Yeah. It was also men versus women.
Exactly.
And you were seen as the leader of the men. So I think that was part of the,
well,
you know, part of the story.
No.
And you were the one, let's keep the men together.
Well, wait,
so,
that was our plan.
Right.
Until Alex went to the dark side.
Yes. That Alex.
You know what? Yeah, totally.
Hey, like, Alex didn't go to the dark side. He went to the pink side.
Well, okay, the pink side, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, to me, it was the dark side. And
I'll tell you, you know, it's funny, Roger, that conversation that you and I had about gays and adopting kids and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that got more, I had more conversations with people about that episode and that conversation than anything else that I think that happened on that show.
I agree.
The day after the night that aired, my phone like blew up with people. Like it was a big deal for a lot of people.
Well, you know, Alex,
I agree.
You'll be surprised.
That's one thing that I remember more than anything else, guys. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I remember that night when Alex and Roger went after it on those conversations. And the other conversation I remember probably more than anything else for the 38 days is when you and Heidi, when Heidi had to accidentally take some food from the hospital. I don't know if you remember, and Roger, you jumped all over for that.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you remember.
I do remember that.
Those were two things I remember more than anything else, but the Alex and the Roger had I remember that.
Was this not on the
did they show that much?
No, I don't
think
so.
You're remembering something that never made it to the show.
All right, well, tell us the story.
Yeah, it was something never made. I'm just talking about major conversations I remember having.
Let's not leave this homosexual business because, quite frankly.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Alex, no, all of you.
Let Roger finish.
Let me just tell you, I got more telephone calls, seriously, from gay people in San Francisco that respected me. I'm telling you, it's the truth. It blew me away.
Yeah. Respected you for what?
For being honest about what I was saying. And they understood I have nothing against homosexuals.
Well, let's check back in. So 10 years have gone by. A lot of things have changed. Do you have a different opinion than what you were saying at that time?
No, I have not changed. It's very simple. The comment I made is, and I still say today, I don't care. It doesn't bother me one iota. Mm-hmm. I don't care. But it's interesting how if you look at nature, it's not in the norm. Some people are born with different chromosomes or whatever it is, and they can't help it. And some people are that way. It's fine. It doesn't bother me one way
Lady
or the other.
Gaga said
I want
born
them all
that
married.
Way.
If they, this whole business about them not, you know, not allowing them to get married, that's bullshit. They should, if they want to get married, fine.
Okay. See, I didn't think that was your position.
Well, that definitely was my position. That's what I said at the time to Alex, if anybody would have listened.
Yeah.
we got into about, you were anti the idea of homosexual couples, gay couples adopting kids.
Yeah.
We got into it about that. I mean, But I appreciate that you, and I respect that you and I have different opinions about it, and I always did.
Yeah,
and
no,
I don't hold it against you. I think you know that's what makes the world work. We all are different, and we all have different. Yeah. You know,
all it shows is that, you know, on the show, I mean, I completely forgot about that until the episode went on there and we saw it. And I said, oh, man, I in the office at my work, I tell you every week until I got tossed, they said, what are you going to say tonight?
Yeah.
And they all said what everyone said. And then it's enough of me.
Well, and I have to say that I've told you this before in the past that I feel very terrible in that moment that I said that you were a bigot in that. And that is not the right use of the word. And I'm sure that created a lot of problems for you. And I apologize for saying that. And I was 20 as a 24-year-old, you know, I've, you know, can't say enough that I really, if I could take one thing I said back in the entire show,
that's what you would take back.
That's what I would take back. I feel bad. That was a personal attack.
Fuck yourself.
And you know, that right. was something that was outside of the game. That wasn't like, you know, it's not like, oh, Roger's strategy is stupid. Like it was a personal attack. And I apologize for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. I cringe when I see that, and I can't imagine, you know, the problems that might've created for you, 10 years ago and past that.
Honestly, it didn't that much.
Good.
However, in reflection, it was actually when I heard this thing and I saw it again, and I said that was particularly vindictive, and that really the show I don't think is about that kind of stuff.
And I was especially overexcited that it was, you know, it was day what, 4 of Survivor, so I'm like, hey, yeah. I'm on TV, and the producer's like, all right, keep talking, and I was very excited that you guys were fighting because I felt like, oh, this is an opening for me, so I do apologize for that.
Rob, you pulled the wool over all of us. I guarantee.
Not me.
No, maybe yeah. not,
not
you,
Jen. Jenna got to vote me out.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
It happened to almost all of us, Rob.
Yeah.
I didn't vote you out, Alex. I didn't vote you out. Alex is the only person in this chat that I didn't vote out.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
It's the truth.
The badge of honor.
I don't, yeah.
Nice.
All right, so I thought we kind of caught on to something that was kind of interesting, where we were talking about something that didn't happen on the show with that conversation.
Give us that story.
If it's one of Butch's favorite memories.
Butch, you tell the story because I don't.
So what happened?
You'll remember it exactly like
Heidi was eating the food from the hospital.
No, she was. Butch, you want to tell the story?
Well, if you remember, she was. Her dad was a physician at the hospital,
right?
And she was living off campus or living nearby, but she didn't have a lot of food, and her parents didn't sponsor her, so she was going to the kitchen and getting canned food out of the cafeteria. I think she said she was taken to some place for needy people.
That's correct.
And, yeah, taking it to needy people, and she was the needy people. And so Roger, he said, "That's stealing." And so they got in a heated conversation about that, and that's when I just played my, like, get up and walk around and get away from it, just like I did with Roger and Alex. But that's what I remembered about the conversation.
Well, you pretty much hit it right, and I was very upset with her on that because, you know, you don't take food from people that need it. I mean, her dad's a doctor. You know, and she's got her a job in a hospital. I mean, it just wasn't right.
Her dad's a doctor?
That's what she said.
Me.
Well, that's what she said.
All right.
Right, well, Butch? Didn't she say that?
Yeah. We're learning. We're learning stuff.
Yeah.
All right. But I think we caught
Heidi turned out. Listen, she turned. I absolutely on the show. I could not stand her. I mean, she, when I first met her, she said she was a brainiac. And I said, what is this?
She has the highest IQ out of anybody.
She had a higher IQ than me. Yes. And that
it
blew
doesn't
me
matter.
Away.
She's the true winner of Survivor because she married the baseball player.
Yeah.
Well, Hamels, her husband is an excellent pitcher. He really is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, plays for Philadelphia.
What's that?
I want whatever Alex is eating. It looks good.
Yeah, somebody had
it looks like avocado.
Sorry. I'm totally unprepared for this. Like, I'm still eating my dinner. Like, sorry, guys. I'm a complete disaster.
Hey, we actually have a comment about what Alex is eating. Jessica Freya says, Jordan Kalish asks if Alex is eating manioc. Is that
no,
true?
No, not
manioc. You know, that's one thing I remember. I remember when Alex bought that manioc, I felt so sorry for him because...
Wasn't funny, Butch.
I thought it was pretty funny. He got the manioc
at the auction.
And then I got that. Hey, I have a question I want to ask Rob and everybody. And I don't know how Alex is and Jenna and Roger, but I still watch Survivor. I'm still a fan. I still watch a lot of it.
I watch it still. Rob watches it.
Yeah, and I don't get watch a lot of people. I get a lot of people come up to me and they say, well, what do you think about the new Survivors? I said, well, what do you mean? They always say, from your season on, because they said there was a change. Do you guys get the same response? Like, it got tougher after season, basically after season
tougher.
7.
No, tougher. I think it got easier.
Yeah. Easier. Like, they give them food now for everything.
Yeah,
and like, you take a friend, and you can take a friend, and you can take one more friend. We had stinking manioc, and we couldn't catch any fish.
I think it's because people don't like to see people suffer that bad anymore.
I don't know.
I don't think it's appealing.
You guys are all right. That our show was a transition show. It was the last real Survivor show. They did six of them that followed the philosophy. And what I uncovered for myself is that it was obviously television.
Yes.
And there is too much at stake. And I was telling you this, Rob?
Well, it depends.
I figured this out. And when I got tossed, I sat down with Ryan and Dan. Who both wanted to chew me apart. And Meredith was there with me.
That's one of the people that handles the Survivors at the Ponderosa.
Oh, you're telling me. Yeah. Okay. And so I sat him. I said, you sit down there, boys. And I said, first of all, you're not going to tell me you're 23 years old. And if you think a 56-year-old man who is a Marine and I've been through in life, I don't care what you say or what you think. But I'm going to tell you right now, on this show, you guys did what they wanted us to do. They did the psychological test. I don't know if anybody has ever looked at the fact that you had Butch and myself complete opposites. They had Rob and Dave complete opposites. They had Ryan and Dan. They weren't necessarily complete opposites.
They were best friends.
But they had Matt and Alex that were complete opposites.
Wow, this is...
And they did the same thing with the girls.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever observed that, but
never thought of it.
Well, I guarantee you, Butch. And I sat him down and I told him what was going to happen. And
you
the
tell
only,
him.
And to the finish, I said, Jenna's going to win. And
whoa.
The only mistake I made.
You're like Nostradamus.
The only mistake I made, this is the honest truth. The only mistake I made was with Heidi. I thought she would stay longer. And Butch stayed a little longer than I, because of that, stayed longer. But it was very simple, guys. When was our final?
What day was the final?
It's a trick question.
Like the date? What was it, December 12th?
It was Mother's Day.
Oh.
Yes. Yay.
So they planned it all out.
They cannot guarantee what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But they have a plan.
Wait, so... So Jenna, what did you do that they fixed it for you? Why did they pick you?
I was just sleeping with everybody I could on the production
staff,
sucking lots of dick.
Oh, please, yes. Jenna, please. It's a family show. Roger's grandkids are going to watch this.
I got a lot of my friends watching this.
Yeah, all right,
Roger, you have a decent point in that they cast the show. You know, they look for specific types, and especially, I mean, I think since our show, so Kim and I a couple of years ago actually got to be the
yes.
keepers.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So, yeah, go tell us about that. Hello.
You guys all talked at once. I didn't hear any of you. That was
awesome. Tell us about that experience
on the Nicaragua season. So it was the Nicaragua season, the first Nicaragua season with the woman Jimmy Jones, what's his name?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
It's been so fun.
It was, and so we took the non-jury people on their trip. We got to, I mean, it was a blast. We had a great time. They like gave us a bunch of money, gave us like a big stack of cash and everybody's passports and said, here's the hotels you have to go to. And we've already set up all the transportation. It was a blast. We were in Costa Rica for 3 weeks traveling around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so it was right after that, I got my job at Specialized and Kim got her job at IDEO. And so we actually, Lynn Spillman asked us if we knew anybody who'd want the job. And so our friend now actually has that job and has since then been doing it for like 3 years.
So I'm sorry, Alex, did you say that Jimmy John?
But it was fun. It was great. And it was really funny to be. What's that?
Did Jimmy Johnson go with you guys or he went off and did his own thing?
He actually, they sent him home because they figured he would be too recognizable. It'd be too easy to recognize him, so they didn't send him along with us.
Wow. Yeah.
We
did meet him.
We got to meet him in Nicaragua before we left, but they didn't send him. And they didn't send, what was that guy's name?
There
was
another guy
that was on that season. You guys watched it. He was really annoying.
Shannon?
Oh, Shannon. That idiot Shannon.
he needed to get a root canal. So they sent him home, and we didn't have to take care of
Thank
him.
Thank God.
All right. Well, let's not talk about Survivor Nicaragua people too much.
Yeah, and they probably could have sent him with us, but they used the tooth as an example as an excuse because they knew he'd be a pain in the ass.
You did not want to deal with that idiot.
All right. Let's not talk about Survivor Shannon here. We have a question. Right. We have a question for Roger. This is something that's interesting. Here we go. This is from Cole Phelps, and he wants to know. I remember Rob saying that Roger hated Ryan because he made noises in the place that they were staying pregame.
Oh,
is that true?
Yes.
Yes, that is very. Don't you remember? He get up in the middle of the night.
It's because he was shitting his pants.
Yeah, I know, but he tramped and made more noise going down those damn stairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember. Here
I'm sitting behind the sheets, and next to me was Heidi, and next to Heidi was you, Jenna.
Yeah.
And the lights were in the silhouettes there, and Dave was having a conniption.
Why? Because the girls were right there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I was next to Heidi.
You were on the floor with us, you know, the two old guys, and Joanne was there too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. And has anybody heard from her?
No,
I never have either.
But the answer is that that's true. Ryan was making a lot of noise.
Yeah, really
I wouldn't make
he
that
made
up.
A lot of noise. Yeah, he definitely made a scene.
Yeah, I went to the hammer because remember he was talking to them all the time.
Yeah, now, I mean, he almost got me in trouble. He almost got me kicked off because he was talking to me, and they were like, "You have to stop talking to him." And I'm like, "I'm not talking to him. He's talking to me."
Yeah,
and they were pissed.
Yeah.
You know, when we tossed him, it was either him or Dan, and I'm telling you.
Did you guys remember at the Ponderosa, we had to be there like at a certain time, and then we'd all be down there, and then 10 minutes later, here would come Dan walking in late. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That dude was, You know, the first night we got there and we had to walk through the water off the boat, the very first night, and he like, he couldn't handle that.
He took his shoes off, I remember.
He didn't want to get his shoes wet.
Yeah.
Well, nobody likes a wet shoe. Nobody likes that.
I mean, come on.
Well, those first days where we couldn't talk and couldn't look at each other, I mean, we all came up with our own impressions of everybody.
Yeah, I thought Rob was Jewish.
Oh, well, a lot of people think that aren't even playing Survivor.
Yeah.
We have so many different directions that we could go into. I have a bunch of questions from the. Do you believe this, Roger? People actually submitted questions for us to answer.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do some.
All right. So here we go. Let me start with a good one. This is one that everybody wants to know. This is from Costa, aka Rob's fact checker. He wants to know. Okay, officially, who brought the granola bar?
Christy.
I would like to know. I don't know.
Well, Jenna's the only one that was there.
Can I field this question?
Yes,
you guys
Alex.
Crazy that I'm going to field this question, but here we go. I have never told this story except to friends.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you guys right
now. No, this is a true story. Swear to God. The morning we left, the morning we hadn't gone out yet. We were still at we were still up in the trees, in the treehouse.
Yeah, getting weighed and all that
business. Yeah.
Yes. And I wanted to change my pants. And so I asked one of the production crew if I could change my pants. They were like, yeah, sure, go ahead. There's your backpack. I went over. I got my pants out of my backpack. Do you know what was in my backpack?
Granola
wrapper. I swear to God. And I took it out and I handed it to somebody. I said, this was in my backpack. And then I changed my pants and I swear to God, swear on my life.
So you're saying that somebody put them in our bags or certain people's bags.
I'm saying in my backpack,
yes,
there was one.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened on the women's side, but I swear to God that was in my backpack.
Alex,
well, that changes everything.
Alex, this is Roger.
Yeah.
We know.
You can't tell. Anyway, I remember you doing that.
See?
I absolutely remember you doing that.
So,
and
if you wouldn't have found that granola bar, then you would have been in the same situation as on our tribe.
Yeah, yes. Jenna, that's back to what I was telling you before.
So are you saying it was a plant?
Oh, absolutely was a plant.
I don't buy that.
The official story when I handed it to someone was like, oh, someone must have dropped that when they were packing your backpack. Because remember, guys, we didn't pack our backpacks. No,
I'll be that naive because let's play this out because it was that you guys found it. Like, let's say it was in the game. Let's say it was in the game. Alex opens his bag when he gets there. It's like, oh, got a granola bar. He's either going to put it in his pocket or go eat it. If he's smart, he's going to go eat it in private and not let it fall out like somebody at the women's camp. I don't know. They have enough drama.
It was not a granola bar.
Yeah.
It was not a granola bar. It was just the wrapper.
Just the wrapper.
Yeah,
oh, just that's even worse.
Right?
I don't know.
Now it looks like
you already ate it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
I don't know. We're voting people out every 3 days. Do we need drama over granola bars in the game also?
Is that always
that we need to really ratchet it up of the granola bar wrappers?
Hey, Rob.
All right. Let me see. What are people that are listening, what are they saying? Let me see in the chat room. What do you guys think?
That blows my head off.
Let me see in the chat room. What do you think? Are you buying it or not buying it? Let's see.
Well, I don't think it's an issue of that. Obviously, he's telling the truth.
Well, no, nobody's denying.
You mean, are they buying, like, did they put it in there on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or let's see. Is it possible somebody just knocked over a box of granola bars and by the backpack?
No.
Oh, come on.
No. All right.
You can't be that naive.
All right. So Alex is saying that nobody brought the granola bar. But why did it surface after like 8 days? How many? What day? You didn't find it on day one.
It fell up because we had all of our packs in that box because it rained and we were taking them out and things were like fell out. That's why. You know, so it could have been in there. We just, you know, wouldn't have seen it, but it probably fell out when we were taking people's bags up. We were picking them up probably the wrong way, upside down. Stuff was falling out.
But,
and that's kind of how it
came
out.
We'll agree to this is more. Now it's only a bigger mystery now. We've resolved
nothing.
I still
think nothing. It's Christy.
All right.
Do you remember the nuts?
The what nuts?
Oh no! What now?
Oh, the Baba Sue.
You can't mind something.
Yeah, but so what are you saying about that? Are you saying
they were spreading?
Yeah. So there was Baba Sue.
Rob, you're never going
to
be allowed to have
another. Talking about the Baba Sue nuts.
Yes.
Yes.
And we had more fun with that, guys, if you'll recall, because we went out there and we said there was this big storm.
Yeah.
And all the nuts came out of the trees, and we were picking them up off the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to say, because I don't want to ruin it for everybody, you know, but
ask another question, Rob.
All right. So this is from Brian Farrell. He wants to know any fun moments not shown on camera. So we had the fun moment of Roger and Heidi fighting over the canned food. Yeah. What are some other things?
A bunch of fun moments.
Yeah,
like there were a bunch of fun moments. Like when we had that wedding. Remember?
Oh my God!
I wasn't there.
Yes, Alex got married to. Who'd you get married to?
Heidi. No.
Yes,
and I was the bridesmaid.
Totally. Rob, I think you presided over it.
Yes.
You know, I really, now that you're saying this, it is coming back to me.
Yeah, toss across. We had a toss across game.
What's that? Never got right.
The thing we threw in the bean bags.
Yeah. Yes.
One of the funnest days I had was when we went to practice the blowgun and the bows and arrows. Remember that? We were practicing all that. We had a lot of fun.
Why was that fun?
Yeah, with the blow guns. Hell, I've never had a bow gun before. Of course, I had the bow and arrow. But then we had the bags. But then you guys went sunbathing one day.
Yes. Yeah, that was a stupid idea.
But in fairness, that was like for 15 minutes. And they really overplayed that on the show. Like,
yeah, they did. They really
did. Wasn't there a picture of poor Butch dragging a limb down the hill right by him?
It was probably a picture of Butch collecting firewood.
Let me set that up a little bit because this is what we're talking about when myself and Alex and Heidi and Jenna were, you know, laying out in the sun. There was basically like tree cover over everywhere that we were, especially after the merge. So there was not a lot of time where you were in the direct sunlight. So there was like a point where it was like noon, the sun was directly overhead, and we said, all right, let's get some sun here. And boy, I have to say, Butch and Matt and Christy really hammed it up of like, oh, we're the only people working around here.
We
got to do all this work, and they're sitting around going in the sun.
You know what you were doing?
Isn't that true, Butch?
More firewood.
Mm-hmm. Well, Butch was just trying to burn down the camp.
Yeah. You know, I get more hassles over that than anything else, and I didn't even start the fire. It wasn't my fault. Matt threw a log on the fire on the way out to challenge, and the embers went up and caught it on fire. It was not me.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, Roger, you have a theory about the. You don't think it was Butch or Matt that burnt down the camp? Well, who burnt down the camp, Roger?
You could say it. You know. We signed that lengthy contract that said we can tell anything, you know?
So you think there was foul play?
Hey, Roger,
everything that I think is in fact truth.
Is it true that it was actually Alex that came back and burnt down the camp?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you didn't see that, Roger?
All I know is there's a camera on the fire. Okay? A still camera, not some guy holding a camera, a still camera guy.
Rob, you're never going to be allowed to interview any Survivor contestant again after this show.
Dude, no.
We may have ruined this for you for a long time.
I don't think so. Hey,
there's only one person to blame, and that's me. And I'm only one person, okay? And if you guys all say I'm wrong, then they can all believe that I'm wrong.
Mate, I wasn't there.
Okay.
You know, I didn't see it happen.
I wasn't there either, Alex.
Right.
But
I was there. Butch,
but these guys,
I was there,
these guys.
And what happened was, I saw it on camera. They threw the log on the fire. The embers went up and caught the camp on fire.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. Here's a question. This is from Liz Irwin. She wants to know what exactly was on Shauna's face to make it so dirty. Why was Shauna's face very dirty during Survivor?
It was Alex's slobber.
Oh, is that true? Is that true?
Oh.
Is that what it was?
Seriously.
Yes. Roger.
Her face was dirty. But seriously, that girl, I mean, it was like pig pen. Really.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to her. She just attracted all the dirt. But she looked cute with it. It was like it did okay with her.
But at the same time, like, she was the opposite end of the spectrum from Matt, because Matt would wake up in the morning, like, looking like death. And he would, like, walk away, and 5 minutes later, like, his hair would be perfect, and he would be like, hey, how are you? Like, it was so bizarre. I don't know how he worked that out. It was the exact opposite of Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nathan Bayless wants to know, since there were no Life at Ponderosa videos from Amazon like they do now, are there any good stories of things that went down from Ponderosa?
Yes. Didn't two of you guys kiss on the toga party?
Yes. And I know who those two guys are, and I'm not one of them. But one of them is on this chat, this Google
One of them
right
is
now.
On this chat, and one of them might be a rocket scientist.
Yes.
And one of them may still have a picture of the event.
Oh! Yeah. Where's that picture?
Let me blow this out
Explain
of the water.
Yourself. Yeah, let
me. You better right, get this so, out of
so,
the way, Rob.
So this is the key to when somebody tries to blackmail you is that you expose yourself, Butch. So here's what we did. So it's night 38, okay? And so I get voted out, very unceremoniously voted out. And so they told me after I get voted out, and they give me like, oh, here's a can of soda, here's some Oreos, and they tell me, okay, and we're having a toga party tonight. Like, oh, this is great. This whole night just turned around for me. So we have a toga party, and so we go ahead and you know everybody's drinking
with
and,
Mark Burnett and Jeff Probst.
Yes,
No,
Jeff wasn't there.
Mark was there, though.
Yeah, Jenny,
Mark
was there. You weren't there, so you can't tell us who was there and who wasn't.
Is this on the boat or in the
This is at the boat. Yes. So we have like a beach party and everybody's there. Now, mind you, you know, I have not really been eating for 38 days and now we're drinking. Okay? And drinking a lot. So we're playing like a bunch of games, and one of the things that come up is we're playing Truth or Dare, and so there's like two girls. I don't even remember what girls was it.
Hang on, yeah. Rob. I'm gonna have to play. We were not playing Truth or Dare.
What are we playing?
We were playing What's
Spin the
Your
Bottle.
Minute? It was a game that Mark Burnett made up.
Okay. Oh, he said he's a good.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
And he said. He was so the women were all sitting and there was a bunch of production women there, and they were all sitting on one side and all the guys were sitting on the other, and they were asking. The first round was just asking questions, like giving us situations, like what would you do, like would you do this, would you do this, kind of seeing what our limits were.
Yes.
And then we went into the physical challenge round.
Yes. What is this game called again?
What's your limit or find your limit or something like that.
Yes. A rejected pilot from Mark Burnett, I believe.
Right, seriously, I will throw myself out there. I did the naked hokey pokey that night.
Yes.
I heard.
Okay, so things are getting crazy. We're in the Amazon. People are drinking, except for, unfortunately for Alex, who has a very lucid and clear memory of all this because he wasn't drinking. Unfortunately.
That's
he's the
what
one.
Happens when you go drink.
Yeah. So I think that we'll put one of them. So there were two girls that were going to make out, and one of them was like, one of them was like a girl that was like a handler, right? And was somebody like worked for, we don't have to say who it was if they worked for production, but there were basically two girls that were going to kiss, and
woo-hoo!
They're like, oh, we're not going to kiss until you guys kiss. And so I think after much thing, I don't know how yeah. So,
I think Mark Burnett told you to do it.
And so it ended up being, I don't understand if Mark Burnett said to do this or what. I don't know. We're going to throw.
I heard Mark Burnett told you to do
it. Yeah, we'll throw Mark Burnett under the bus for this.
Seriously.
And so I kissed Dave, and it was like a kiss that you would like on Saturday Night Live. They do, you know, much, much worse than this. It was really like.
It was a tongue kiss.
It was not a tongue kiss. You weren't there. You were tongue kissing Matthew that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, but
you don't...
That's what I visualized. Let me go with it.
You can visualize that. But again, and so somebody took a snapshot here at the exact moment that what's going on. Yeah, but apparently.
It was pretty brilliant.
Paparazzi Lockley was there with his instant camera.
Yeah.
So he's blackmailing me.
$500, you can get the pictures.
For $500,
I have a copy of it too.
you made copies?
I gave you one.
Yeah. Butch gave me the copy.
I think I gave Alex one.
Yes. No, I know Alex has one because the people from Survivor Nicaragua that went on vacation with Alex were telling me about that they have that they
Alex.
Oh, they're going to show them, they're going to put the picture on the internet.
So, that's funny. I love it.
So this is taking on and then I don't even think that those girls even did kiss.
No, cuz you guys were the showstopper. You guys were the absolute showstopper that night. Yeah, it was done after that. The game was over.
You know, and I knew 2 seconds after I answered this, after I asked this question, this was where this was going to go. And I realized that was another.
The toga party.
Well, that's a good
epic.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Yes. Another thing that did not make it to the show. And thank goodness they did not have Ponderosa videos then. Yes.
Yeah, right?
They do now?
Yes. They said, Roger, not only do people watch the show, they watch videos online about stuff that didn't even happen on the show.
Right.
You know, they talked about that for us when we were in Bariloche, which was, I'll tell you, my 2.5 weeks there was...
You liked it.
I loved it. It was the best part of the whole
day. I was there 1 year later, and I did not care for it.
Well, I know, but you don't climb.
I did not
ride mountain bikes. No. You don't climb. You don't go down the river. And hey, anyway, I just loved it. But they talked about it then because when we got there, we had this heated argument, you know, and they were talking about that they were considering doing that, filming us away.
Yeah,
and they do that now. Is what you well they do well, they, Ponderosa. Where
yeah, they don't take on vacation.
The nine stay.
Okay, yeah. Here's a question. Natalie Kuchik says, "We know Rob kept the magic eight ball. Does anybody else have any memorabilia they saved from their time on the island?" And now that we mentioned the magic eight ball.
Oh, Rob,
here we
When did it get burned?
In the fire. Yes.
In the fire.
Yes.
It still works.
Everything went down that day.
Can it still answer questions?
Let's see. You want to ask Roger?
Ask it if Ryan Aiken has his shirt on right now.
All right, hold on. Let me go by the camera. does Ryan Aiken have his shirt on right now?
I guarantee you it says no.
What's
it say?
Can you make that out?
No.
I kind of could, but not really. What's it say?
Yeah.
What's it say?
It is decidedly so.
Yeah. So it's still pretty correct.
It doesn't hold up. It didn't hold up that great, the magic, but pretty good for something that was, you know, 10 years old and in a fire. So I guess I can't complain too much. But do you guys have any good props or memorabilia left from the show?
I have tree mail. Dave sent me the tree mail frame that said that from when we went and did our little like shower overnight pick new teams thing, the prepare to have a little fun. He framed it and sent it to me, which was really nice.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. I have my machete.
Yeah, so do
I. Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought we all got the machetes.
Yeah, I got mine.
I got my machete. I bought the torch, yeah. And I got the cooler that the beer was in when we merged.
Really?
And then, yep.
That's funny.
And
that's
then cool. I got tree mail. I got the tree mail when the one where he went in the maze and I ran Alex and Roger and all the stuff and we lost it to the girls.
Oh, yeah.
I got the tree mail. Dave Johnson gave that to me because he knew I felt bad because I thought I did bad. It's Dave just because the boys would not listen to my voice. So I had to direct them all back. Where the girls,
Butch.
They followed the voice back.
Butch, we don't want to go there, too. Butch.
Yeah, that's all right.
Let's go there.
No,
we don't want to go there. My question is that you notice that nobody brings luxury items anymore. Do you guys notice that?
Oh, they don't do that anymore.
I know. How come they don't do it anymore?
I also have Rob's vote for me to win, which is really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, where he wrote it out. Oh, that's cool.
There you go.
Was that on eBay or did you just get it?
No, I stole it.
Now, I got away, and I don't know if you guys had the same experience. We had to turn our buff in, supposedly.
Yeah. You stole yours, didn't you?
Yeah, I stole mine.
I have
the only buff, as far as I know, that was the buff that was on the island.
Well, I think they gave them back to us at the reunion, right?
No, we got new ones.
Okay.
We got new ones at the reunion.
Hey, and I don't know how to break it to you, Butch, but, you know, the torch you bought was actually mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have like a lot of these seasons. They have like name tags on the torch. You picked up a different one. Yeah,
I know. Mine had the name tag on it. Alex has seen it, so
that's true.
It had a name tag on it when we were on the show. I don't think so.
Yeah, it did.
He was the only, you were the only one that had it then.
That's right. I don't know.
Where do you keep going, Jenna?
I had to go plug my computer and it's dying.
Ah. Yeah.
And I went to get food because you're making me hungry, Alex.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Salad.
Yes.
Before the show goes over, I want to make a comment.
Okay, go for it.
Matt's been here to Alny. Heidi's, we got to visit me in Alny. And, of course, Alex has been to Alny. And all of them had a great time. We had fun. And they made a lasting impact on our community. But one thing that people have brought to my attention was after they left, they'd make a comment like, those guys are just regular old people, aren't they? And I go, yeah, they are. I said, just like all of us. And they always thought that being on the show, you're a celebrity, superstars, but they were really impressed with the way that all three of them handled themselves. So I'm just patting them all on the back. If anybody's watching the show, they really did well here. It wasn't like having Johnny Fairplay in your town.
Why? Is Johnny Fairplay banned from Olney?
No. I mean, I wouldn't let him in my. He wouldn't make it out of the woods.
That's
but
what
anyway, I just wanted to make the comment that everybody was impressed that there's regular people and there and Alex was nice and the kids loved. They fell in love with him. The stories he would tell. One of the best stories, the question that was asked by a high school or here in town was, who did they portray the that was not very true? In other words, who was the worst in the show? And they said it was really bad with Heidi and Jenna because they really were nice people. Mm-hmm. He says, and then he said, and my man Butch. They said they have Butch saying nothing, and Butch just bye 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 bye. You know, and that
as
was
we
but,
do right now.
Yeah, but anyway, for all of them, I just want to make that comment in case people are listening that they handle themselves well.
I would expect nothing less from them.
That's right. Yeah.
Butch, what did you and Matt talk about in the boat when you guys were fishing all the time? What did you guys say? You were in that boat for like 12 hours a day.
Yeah, we would fish till we couldn't take it any longer. You know, I was pretty tough, but man, you'd get about 115, 120 degrees. It'd be tough. Even the worms that were, I couldn't eat them because they were mushy. You know what? We just talked about anything and we'd lose a hook. Matt would jump in after the hook. I go, don't do it, dude. You know, and he'd jump in after the hook. And
Matt's an animal.
I know. I said, you're crazy. But we got down to two hooks. And if it wasn't for Jenna's hat, people don't know this, if it wasn't for your hat,
See?
I wouldn't have got that wire. Remember, I got the wire from your hat?
Yep, the wire from the hat. That's why I brought it.
And put it in a hook, and that way the piranhas weren't biting that hook. That's how we got some more fish.
People don't know that's why I brought that hat. It wasn't just stylish. It was functional. See?
Yeah, it was functional, and it helped out. But all we do is just talk. Talk about when we get home. Talk about food.
Food.
Most of the time, we talk about food and eating that Cracker Barrel, which – Alex got to eat at Cracker Barrel.
Country fried steak, baby.
That's right.
You know,
I did gravy. Gravy over everything.
I got to go to Cracker Barrel with the legendary Butch Lockley.
Yeah.
So.
Did you get country fried steak?
Yes.
Well, for people that don't know what we're talking about, Butch started like somewhere around maybe not in the beginning, but around by the time
maybe
we merged, then Butch couldn't get a sentence out without talking about Cracker Barrel. He just became obsessed with it was either firewood or Cracker Barrel
and
at
Matt,
that point.
Matt couldn't stop talking about Mandarin duck, remember?
And, yeah, no, Peking,
right.
duck,
or
Peking duck.
Duck.
Peking duck. With a crispy skin.
Yeah. And so
Alex was on Taco Bell. He said, I'm getting home. I'm going to order Taco Bell. He said, they go, what do you want? And I remember this. Alex said, I want every entree
Everything.
You have. I want it all. Yeah. I want this big.
Can I tell about the auction real quick when Butch wins, Butch wins like a covered item at the auction and he wins breakfast. And Jeff Probst says to Butch, all right, Butch, tell us. Now, where's your favorite place to eat breakfast? And Butch, I'll be Jeff Rose. Butch, where's your favorite place to eat breakfast?
Cracker Barrel.
And Jeff is like, no, that's not it.
It's bed.
Not the answer.
I didn't catch on. Finally said, oh, it's breakfast in bed. That's when he gave me that mat. And the mat, the first night I had the mat, I didn't sleep on it. Alex slept on it. And then the next night he got voted off. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, it was a bad luck mat. It was a bad luck mattress. Thank you.
Bad luck mattress.
Yep. Right, and then you vomited on it. It was luck mattress.
There was a lot
That was the wine.
But it was the wine that you drank.
Yeah. You know, when back at school I was doing bus duty right after the episode and I'm standing out and the school board president came up, Dr. Mastio came up and said, was talking to me and the kid came up and said, hey, Mr. Lockley, I really liked the way you got drunk and barfed on national TV.
there were a lot of fluids going around that night.
Sins of alcohol is what I told him. Sins of alcohol.
Yeah. Here's a question from James, and he wants to know, was Matt really that creepy as the show portrayed? Now, they made a big deal out of this in the middle episodes of the show. I know Alex was jumped at this question at the reunion. Was Matt really as creepy as they portrayed on the show? I would say they definitely overdid it on the show with the music and the editing and everything. But
It wasn't so much as creepy. He was just a little bit socially awkward.
Yeah. I mean, he's
like too smart for his own good.
Mm-hmm.
Socially.
I thought the show did a great job when they had the machete and Rob's in the background talking about, man, he's crazy. That was perfect editing. I remember seeing that when sharpening his machete and Rob's going, I don't know what he's going to do. He may cut my head off tonight.
It did get a little scary for a little while when he dehydrated at our camp, Alex and Rob, when at the new Jobaroo. He got dehydrated and he like lost it. He almost got voted out and he took that really hard and he got a little cuckoo there for a little bit.
Hey, how far away was the girls' camp from our boys' camp?
I have no idea.
Alex, you went to the girls' camp, right?
Yeah, but you know how it is when they move you around. Like, you don't know where
you're going.
Oh, so they had
all we know, they could be floating us in circles for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave us that map, and then we walked to where we had to go on the map. So,
yeah.
Easy to tell.
Right.
If there was a legend on the map. how about this? This is another question of the great questions of the Amazon. Let's see what you guys have to say. Ermin Z says, Christy voted for or against Jenna for winner. Was it a mistake?
She voted for Jenna. For Matthew was Butch.
Yes.
I don't know whether it was a mistake or not.
It wasn't a mistake. Christy showed me like what she said on her when she voted for me to win. She got the transcript to show me because she wanted to prove that it wasn't a mistake because she was annoyed by that. She's not stupid. You know, sometimes she can get a little confused, but I don't think that she would make a mistake like that.
You know, one thing I got to do, and it sounds like I'm maybe talking too much, but I was in Chicago at the Rosemont speaking one time. And you're not going to believe this, but a lady came up to me, and it was Christy's mom. She got to be there when I talked about Survivor and believe in yourself. And that was really neat. And I made her mom stand up and talk about Christy. So it was just really pretty cool to have Christy's mom there.
I hated Christy on the show. I thought she was such a bitch, and no one got to see it. But after the show, I actually really like her. We're friends now, and it's fine. She was. I think we didn't get along because we butted heads a lot. But I like her now. So
I had the exact same experience with Christy. Like she hated me on the show, and we didn't get whatever. But afterward, and we hung out a little bit, and we were all in New York stuff. And she's awesome. She's super cool, and like doing all the cool stuff that she's done. And she's badass.
She's just crazy and tells it like it is with her like crazy nipple piercings. Nope. I love it.
No filter.
No filter.
Tells you what's up.
And she's in India.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Jeremy Loomis wants to know, is Butch still a self-described wood gathering nut? I thought you were a wood crazy nut, I thought you said.
Wood crazy nut is the proper word.
If you remember, we got down to one log. One log. I know, and Heidi was freezing, Jenna was freezing, and I got the log and put to. I said, I'll never want to go through that again. So, yes, I would do the same thing over again. I would do the same thing over again to try to stockpile wood. I did not like being cold. It was cold. Yeah, it was miserable conditions. People think the Amazon, everybody will agree with this, that it's nice and hot all the time. At night, it wasn't real.
It got chilly.
Yeah.
It got chilly. And I did not like, and how else were we going to start? It didn't have any flint. You know, everything was burned up. It was bad.
Yes. Butch, let me ask you a question. So true or false, you blame me for us not winning when we voted out Christy.
I voted. That was the key of the whole, for me not winning was because you guys didn't go straighten Christy out. You went to the girls.
I tried.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Christy.
Much.
Christy on the boat. Christy was voting with us guys. The girls were gone. Heidi and Jenna were gone. And so I'm smiling. And then next thing I know, Christy goes. I'm going, what the heck happened here?
Yeah, you were pissed.
Yeah, had Christy stayed with us, it would have been an altogether different.
It would have been shitty.
Yeah, it would have been a different outcome. But she. She went to the dark side.
What was?
I mean, she didn't. You guys did.
What would have happened? What would have happened if we voted out Chris? We voted out. Who were we going to vote? I guess we would have voted out. What Jenna gave the necklace away. We vote out Jenna, and they would talk about Jenna was the dumbest player ever.
Yeah.
Right. Jenna would have gone, and then Heidi would have gone. Then it would have been down to Matt and me and you.
Which have been the worst finals ever.
And then Butch and Matt would have voted me out.
That's right.
That's right. And,
And so, I still think if it was Butch and Matt in the finale, Butch wins that. I think Matt in the finale at the end of that doesn't ever win, no matter who's up against.
Right. Oh, well, Rob and Matt figured that out, you know, and they went and told Jenna, and they said, look, Butch has got it won. That's when I got voted out. They said, and I knew it. I told my wife when she was there, I won. Huh? I told you I would. Now I get my tattoo. Well, when I got off the plane, she wouldn't let me get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Christy said the same thing to her boyfriend when the family visit there. She's like, I think I'm going to win. I'm doing really well. And I'm like, and I told my dad, and Heidi told her mom, like, I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. I'm going home now.
Yeah. So
I got to tell you, that's the thing that I feel worst about the whole experience.
Yes.
Is my mom.
I know your mom.
And didn't get to see me. I had no idea until I got home. So I talked to my mom when I got home.
Yeah, well,
my dad was just talking about that the other day because my dad said all the family members were at dinner and they wanted all the family members to go upstairs and they were going to call them and tell them who was sent home. But my dad's like, no, let's do it like the survivors do it. Tell us right here everyone around. And all the other family members were like, yeah, do it like the kids are doing it. And they were like, okay, Alex's mom, and it was like so sad. It was so like so depressing. I felt so bad for your mom.
Yeah, we have a question about this. Let's go to Andy Niles, and I'll bring this up. Wants to know, does Jenna or Alex have hard feelings against Rob for what he did on this? Now, first off, if Jenna has hard feelings against me, how dare you, Jenna? How dare you? Well, you have no reason to have any hard feelings against me. You have no reason.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything to you.
What did you do? That Alex is
the only one that was allowed to answer this question. So we don't even want to hear what you have to say.
100%. I do not have any hard feelings. I think Rob played an amazing game.
Yeah.
I was terrible at the game. Terrible.
No, you weren't terrible.
Hang on. The only reason I got as far as I did is because of Rob.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not true, Alex.
Totally true. Rob had all the, like, Rob had the whole, like, strategy down. I followed him through the whole thing, and I don't have any hard feelings. I think, Rob, you did an awesome job playing the game in our season, and you totally should have won it. I mean, Jenna, I voted
hear that,
for
Jenna?
You in the end. Like, you know, if it had been you and Rob up there, it would have been a really...
That's why I voted you off, because I know you should have won.
In the finale, if it had been you and Rob, it would have been a really tough call.
Yeah.
It would have been real tight.
Yeah, but I don't have any hard feelings against Rob at all. Rob, you're awesome. I think, like, I honestly, when we were there, I thought of you as like a little brother. I thought you were awesome the whole time we were there. I don't have any hard feelings at all. You're the man, dude. You did a great
job.
Well,
I really appreciate you saying that, Alex. I really do. And I really did feel like you had the game pretty much won. Both you and Dina, I really felt like, were the two people that I felt the most scared of while we were out there. And then you ended up being the one to get rid of Dina. But then I was very scared of not only you winning the game, but I really felt like you and Heidi and Jenna had become closer to one another. And I
did.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, Rob, I'll tell you this honestly right now, 100%, I would have stuck with you to the very end. I never would have voted you off.
Yeah,
honestly, and I don't blame you for voting me off at all. I really don't. I have no hard feelings, but I wouldn't have. I would have taken you all the way to the end with me. You were my boy.
Yeah, I thought you would have taken Heidi. I really thought you would have taken Heidi, since you guys were so close.
We were, but Rob was like my little brother. Like, I totally would. I would have had you all the way to the end, Rob. No worries.
Oh, now I feel stupid.
Well,
thanks a lot, Alex.
Yeah, well played.
Let's play again. Let's all play again.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have gotten a chance to play again.
Kind of.
Well, yeah. You're
you know, You know what would be a fun twist is if they invited back an entire season to play again.
They bring back the whole cast of Survivor. Is it men versus women again this time, or is it
do it all again?
All right, what happens?
We'll see what happens.
Women are going to win.
Who do the men vote out first? Do you guys vote me out first this time?
No, Ryan's still Ryan. The
Ryan would definitely be the first one out. And Dan would be right behind him. Yeah.
The whole show is exactly the same.
Right. Nothing changes.
No, the difference in the show is I would have gone, and I almost did this, and I kicked myself for not doing it, to Gene and Christy and Butch and said, we're going to vote Heidi out. Total different outcome in the game.
Yeah.
Have that happen.
Yeah. That would have been different. Yeah.
And we didn't do it. And I could have done it very easily. And Dave, because Dave and Heidi were
you got to shut that down, Roger.
I was too honest. Absolutely.
But you know what, Roger? You know what you would have done by doing that? You would have ruined the most memorable moment of our entire season.
Who's to say Jenna wouldn't have taken her clothes off by herself? Come on.
It would have been Jenna. But it was the fact that they both did it that made it even more.
It would have been Jenna and Christy. And then it would have been Jenna and Christy in Playboy.
No.
That would make it good. Stop. Make it
stop. It would have been Gene.
Jenna and Gene, maybe.
They do all these cheesy twists now where they're like, bring back a couple of fans, a couple of favorites. But wouldn't it be kind of interesting to see what it would be like if you brought back an entire cast and then just mixed it up and see how everything would play out again? I think that'd be kind of interesting.
I know you guys all think I'm crazy, but I personally think they should never bring anybody back. We all had our chance.
One and done.
That's part of the whole thing. It's become too much television, way too much. It really has. I stopped watching the show a long time ago. And that's because of that.
All right. Well, we got a lot of people still going in the chat room. Believe it or not, Roger, people are actually watching along on the internet as we're going, asking questions, commenting the whole time. Jessica, let's get give me a few more questions from the chat room. Let's take some questions from the chat room. We'll go about like 10 more minutes. Is that good?
That's good.
All right. Ten more minutes.
Good me. I don't know about these guys.
Yeah. You guys okay? Got 10 more minutes in you?
Yep.
Yeah.
All the time in the world.
I'm tweeting a picture of us.
Oh,
I need all the beauty sleep I can get, guys. Look at this face.
Yeah, you're busted.
Let's do a few more things that didn't happen on the show. I feel like we covered a lot of the stuff that the big questions from the show. What are some more good stories that were things that happened that did not take place on the show?
I mean, I just keep thinking of the wedding. The wedding was a lot of fun.
I thought
the funniest thing I can remember was when we went to the second challenge. Two things. One, we were going to go in there in our Speedos. We didn't do it.
Yeah.
But remember Ryan falling, or Dan jumping off the front of the boat and landing on his face?
That does not surprise me in the slightest bit.
You're right, but the fact that we didn't go to our Speedos, we should have. We really should have.
We should have done that. But when Dan stood in front of that boat and jumped off and fell on his face, I thought I was going to die laughing. You remember that, Alex, don't you?
That was pretty epic.
Yeah, it was pretty epic. The girls were up top and the guys were down below. It had been great to walk in and to stop and drop. Now, if you remember, I said, I'm not doing it.
You didn't even have on, did you?
Well, yeah, I decided, well, if all seven of them are going to do it, I got to do it too. But, boy, it'd been embarrassing for all in the Illinois.
There was so much sexual tension that was going on because they split. Like, I know that they just showed you boys like daydreaming about us, but there was a lot of talk about you guys with the girls back at our camp too. There was a lot of hot and bothered conversation with the women too. Like, ooh, who's going to make out? Who's going to make out?
Well, what were the women saying? Who were they going to make out with?
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody had like their, like, you know, people they were talking about. You know,
this is the first time I think Jenna's ever been shot. Yes.
Whoa.
I don't know. I mean, I think that we were all kind of like talking about who we would love to have sex with on the other group.
Well, really, tell us who said this and whose names came up.
Rob, we all know
Roger, it wasn't me and you.
No, but
probably not me
Butch,
either.
Butch, you know the other five. That was their constant. I mean, it
well,
was.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it
yeah.
was yeah. The testosterone level was so freaking high. It was just beyond.
I mean, I think Heidi was talking about, you know, oh, Dave is cute,
hey.
And Shauna was talking about Alex, and I was talking about Alex and Rob.
Well, I can tell you like, a little.
We would want to have sex with those guys.
Shauna really had it for Alex. When we went to Bariloche,
Alex was a player.
Well, but
everybody was under his spell.
I got in deep trouble. Yes. I got in deep trouble. When we went to Bariloche, Shauna and I went on a run, and we ran. I was about 6 miles, and we were running up the hill, and we're standing at the top waiting for everybody else to come up. And she was going on about Alex, and I told her, you know, something like, you know, come on,
No, Roger, you're so romantic.
Well, no, it was she was out in left field, I thought, but anyway, Meredith comes up. They finally all come up there, and we're going to go ice climbing, and Shauna is standing over there, and Meredith is consoling her, and she got so upset because. I told her that, you know, Alex really, I don't honestly believe Alex was really had the hots for you, basically, is what I told her, but not in that fashion. But she really, emotionally, she went off the deep end.
No, she really did. I think they really did, you know, she really did care for him. They have.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. Alex, she worshiped you. And,
Yeah,
who can blame her?
Yeah.
You
know, one of the things in recently rewatching this season, one of the things that I had kind of forgotten about was there was sort of like a love triangle, not just with Alex and Shauna, but also with Matt in the mix also.
Yes.
And there's like some weird scenes where it's like you guys are like cuddling and then like Matthew's like grabbing like Shauna's hand. I've never seen anything like that on Survivor.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Gosh, that Alex, like Shauna was like literally laying on your lap, but Matt like had his hand on her hair.
A real love triangle.
Yeah.
That is
all true. That is all true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird things happen when you're out there.
I'm just big pimping over here. What can I say?
Yeah. Here's a question. This is from David Willis, who wants to know who would have won fan favorite from your season. Now they give away I know you don't watch the show anymore, Roger. They give away $100,000 to whoever.
Raw.
Yeah. Would it, I don't know
on our show?
On our show. Yeah. I think
it would have been you.
What about Christy? What about Christy?
No. It would have been you,
Christy. Yeah. They did have a most popular during our series. You remember that?
And who was it? You, Butch?
First and second. Well, they Christy did it, and then when she was voted off, I was there for 3 or 4 weeks, and then the end was Matt. Matt had 93%, and I had 92%.
Might have been Matt. It might have been Matt too. Matt was very popular.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you guys ever see Matt's pre? You know where we all talk about what's going to happen.
What'd he say?
About he was, hand me the money now.
Whoa.
Yeah, seriously. And I honestly believe, subtle as it is, Matt played the game. He ended up second, guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought in the beginning, remember when he voted, he didn't vote for Ryan, and he actually voted for me.
Yeah.
And he was... He says, I didn't mean to do that. Remember, I don't know if you remember that. When we got back in the boat, you know.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, after I saw that preview, I said, that guy really played the game pretty well. He actually did.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, okay. Jenna, look how far he got. Look like you. I have to tell you, Jenna, your performance to me was not a number one performance.
But, well, I will say the one thing with Matthew, though, was that there was a lot of times when he was going to be the next to go, and a lot of times we said, "Well, let's get we'll get rid of him later." And that's what happened with Dina and Alex. Matthew was supposed to go, and then somebody said, "Hey, let me get rid of." And in the case of Dina, it was Alex and Dina both said, "Hey, let's get rid of the other one instead of Matthew."
Yeah,
so there was a lot of like, "Oh, we'll just get rid of him later."
Yeah, but like the plan that we had really, if we had gotten rid of Heidi and when we merged, we were going to get rid of Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we were going to knock off the girls. But the whole thing with, as Jenna said earlier, it would have been a terrible show.
Yeah.
You end up with five guys.
Yeah, worst show ever.
Yeah.
Who's the show would have been canceled.
Well, see, I don't know. If you ever had Probst actually told us. You remember that, Butch?
No.
You don't remember when we went to tribal council? This is before we merged. And he said, if you guys keep playing the game the way you are, it's going to be the worst show ever.
I don't remember it. I really don't.
But I know you do remember it, because when we came back to camp, I sat you all down and I said, hey,
they
picked
that.
Us and we'll play it the way we play it. And if we play it lousy, too bad.
Yeah.
Yep, and you're tapped in,
Roger, that you were saying that now you called Jeff Probst on the phone.
Yeah, I have.
So tell us the story.
Well, no, the thing with Jeff Probst started with, I have a very good friend who is Hispanic, and his brother actually called me and he said, you got to listen to this radio show, okay? And I said, what? He said, well, he was calling you a racist. And I said, what? I said, he sends it to me and I play it. And sure enough, so I called him.
Yeah.
Now this time, I got an immediate callback.
Well, yeah.
Because CBS was concerned. Well, because I head up, first of all,
yeah.
I grew up, one of my very best friends is Japanese.
Yeah. This is out of the Daniel stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Exact. The one statement, Kung Fu Chop.
Yes.
So anyway, Probst, he called me then. He called me then, and they were very concerned, because I head up our good faith effort and all this stuff.
Right,
for our
right,
company.
Right.
Well, subsequent to that, I made a few calls with him, and after that blew over, he never called me back. But I would call him. I called him and told him when they started bringing people back, I said, this is nuts. You know? So,
I would love to hear the voicemails you leave on Jeff Probst's phone.
No, maybe.
Call you
I don't
back.
Know.
CBS, if we could play those.
Yeah, that's the question. Does CBS, do they
what a classic.
Podcast?
I think they listen.
I know they did early. They monitored everything we did. At least I got that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, lots of people listen to this podcast, Roger.
No, this is all new to me, because I'm not even on Facebook.
Oh, man. Okay.
He won a podcast award.
I know. Yep. I congratulated him the other day. I said, that's like an Emmy for podcast.
Emmy
that's
for
good.
Podcasting.
That's great.
Here, let me ask you. Let's have another question for Roger. So Samuel Peterson wants to know, what does Roger think of Rob's call to Casey Kasem during Roger's vote out? Now, did that make you mad when I did that?
Of course it did.
No, I'll tell you what. I heard it there.
Yes.
Because Rob,
we all did.
Rob, yes, we all did.
Very, very loud.
And actually, I was totally caught off guard. But before that, Alex made a statement that kind of put my light on. And I wish I had enough presence then, because I was going to say something, and I didn't. Because I wanted to get up and say, well, thanks, guys, you know.
Yeah.
But when Rob came to sit down, back down, remember, I looked at him, I said, thanks, dude.
Yeah,
and that's when I found.
And you heard you heard the whole thing.
Yeah, I heard it. The whole thing. You were come on. You could have been on the other side of the island.
Well, it's hard to do impressions quiet.
Remember how
it was excellent.
Jeff Probst,
I really wasn't.
You remember Jeff Probst yelled at me then after
Jeff
that?
Yeah. Was so mad.
Yeah, he
so
was mad.
Salty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember what he said to me?
No.
He said,
that's never going
to
make it.
Yeah. He said, I swear to God, that will never. And he's like, I hope you had fun, because I will swear to God, that will never, ever get on the show. That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
He was so salty over that. Huh. He didn't like to be upstaged.
That wasn't the first time he yelled at you in tribal council, Rocky.
Yeah. What else did he yell at me for? Yeah. What else did I get yelled at for?
He yelled at us all the time. He was mad at us.
Well, I was amazed. You know, first tribal council, his whole tribal council, that was, you know, he took charge. And you know what really amazed me more than anything was his foul language.
A lot of people say that.
Oh, you know. And I always tell people, you know, we were always there for what, an hour or longer? For 5 minutes of tape.
Yeah.
Now
that Rob, the very first time we were in tribal council and he asked you something
And you said went on something about like when I'm at home watching Travel
Council. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the guys, he flipped out on Rob. Like
he did.
Flipped out. Cussed you out. Like,
well, because he was talking about the other show. They, they were honest because we were talking about it that way all the time.
Yeah.
Remember?
And well, Jeff's point was, please, no Bruce talk, please, Roger. So when Jeff asked me a question.
I knew Bruce as well as you guys.
Yeah.
I did. I knew him real well.
I bet you're right.
Yeah. So, as far as that goes, that apparently Jeff doesn't want you to talk about the TV show Survivor. He wants you to talk about what's going on there. And I said something that like, when I'm watching the TV show, he's like, that's it. We're not talking about the show. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
But I don't know. On that first one, remember, he got all over the camera guys. I mean, he was yelling. And I mean, it was.
Yeah. Well, he's like Peyton Manning out there. He's like, you know, he's the quarterback. Yeah. He's got to audible and tell everybody, hey, make sure we're getting this.
You know, you do such a great impression of him. Remember,
Alex, what are you eating now?
I'm just back to the popcorn.
I'm so hungry watching you.
All right, let's see if this one more question for everybody. Was Dave really a rocket scientist?
Yes. Big time.
You know, he went back at his master's, and he's got a kid now.
Dave Johnson's a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Booyah. Bangarang.
Booyah.
Bangarang. Booyah.
Bangarang.
He's a good kid. I tell you, he and I rode bikes after quite a bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, unless anybody else has any other stories they want to share, I guess we should start to wrap this up. I know we could probably go on.
Take my top off.
Well, yeah. Do we have any chocolate and peanut butter?
I'm not looking.
Still?
You know.
Whatever.
That's probably number one. You know what? That situation, number one, people think that I went like this when I said I wasn't looking.
You should have.
I did the right thing. But you know what the number one question is for the first 8 years was there any toilet paper?
Yeah, that was people number ask one me question. That a lot. I say no. Yep.
Now it's, is that really real? And that's the number one question.
I get that question a lot too. Yeah. Or do they really feed you guys off camera? I'm like, no.
You know,
well, they don't ask that. We were pretty skinny. Now they ask it because people are much fatter on the show.
Yeah. Well, don't you hate it when they complain now? Do you hear them complain?
We don't have any food.
Oh, and they're eating coconuts. You know, they're eating coconuts and stuff. And we had nothing.
The two toughest survivors were Africa and ours.
I don't know.
For the environment.
I kind of feel like
Mark Burnett says too.
I'd say Africa was one.
Yeah, I think Africa was worse than
Africa
ours.
Was very tough.
That water out of that elephant hole.
But I do
Africa
feel like
was the worst.
For
Mark
everybody.
Burnett thinks Africa was the worst than ours was.
We were lucky that it didn't rain. It didn't rain that much.
Yeah.
We were lucky. We got lucky on it rained the last 10 days a lot.
The last 10 days every day.
Okay, but basically it was basically dry in the Amazon from day 7 to like day 31. We were very lucky. We got very good weather the whole middle of the game. And I kind of feel like every survivor feels like theirs was the toughest. And I think it gets a little bit like, hey, when I was your age, I had to walk to school uphill both ways. And now these guys have it easy. So I don't know. I think it's it seems easier because everything doesn't seem as hard as what you did. But I bet it's probably pretty similar. And we had a lot more clothes than they get now.
No, I think ours was harder. And Mark Burnett does say that Africa is the hardest and then ours is very difficult too, the lack of food. And we looked like crap if you go back and look at it.
And the third hardest game of all time is called Know Your Limits.
Yes. Know your limits.
And Butch, I want to see that picture of those guys making out.
Yeah,
it's pretty brilliant.
Okay. And Bill Methling, last question, wants to know, has Jenna been approached by any peanut butter companies for endorsement that, hey, my Skippy is so good, I'll get naked for it?
You have no idea how many people still say, I have some peanut butter on me. I have no idea. Even like when I'm with my dad, oh, really? Like, they expect me to go like, oh, peanut butter. Yeah, here's my vagina.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just a prostitute for peanut butter.
Take a look.
All right, well, thanks.
I have standards now. Like, they're a little bit higher, but they're not that high.
A little bit higher. All right, well, guys, thank you so much. This was so much fun. Thank you for one, Roger, for coming to visit me at my house. What's more pathetic, my karaoke setup or this setup here at my apartment, Roger?
Obviously, your karaoke.
Oh, that was more pathetic. Yes. Thank you, Alex, Butch, and Jenna for joining us here live as well.
Thanks, Rob. This is awesome.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Does anybody you guys have anything you want to tell people to check out?
No. I mean, they can just follow me on Twitter, I guess.
Follow at Jenna Marask on Twitter. Roger, when are you gonna get on Twitter?
Are you on Twitter?
I sort of am. I don't tweet really. I'm so lost on all this stuff. But I am gonna try to make it to the CrossFit games this year, so if you guys wanna watch that. Probably not gonna happen, but you know, I'll give it a shot.
Is there like a website where people can like donate money for like you to raise funds or something?
Oh no, but I should do that maybe. People actually pay attention. Like, people actually care that I did anything. I don't even know. Like,
of course,
gotta go to work. Yeah, that's about all I got. It was great to see you guys though. You guys all look great. Butch, you don't look like you've aged a day. It's kind of
Benjamin Button.
Yeah,
seriously.
Right? Butch got younger.
Yeah, yeah. Butch obviously is doing something right. But you guys all look great, and it was great seeing you guys and talking to you guys. You guys, it was fun.
I think of you guys often. Just to let you know, Alex and Jenna and Rob, Roger, I think of you guys often.
I wish we could have a reunion like where we could actually see each other in person.
Yeah, let's do it.
And Butch,
I would love to
be ready.
Butch, you're ready to go back, right?
I'm ready. I'd like to go back. Mean, nobody would recognize me if I went back on the show. I'd be
not
ready.
Not in the Amazon. Please, let's have a reunion.
No, Survivor. I still think the greatest twist Survivor could ever do is put Butch back on the show, and they call him a different name, and they don't tell they don't tell anybody, and it's called Survivor Undercover Butch.
Right, like they did on Big Brother.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, but they don't tell Butch that Butch is a returning player, and then we see how he can do.
He's like America's player.
Yeah, it's like, wow, this is the new guy. He's getting so much wood. He's so good.
All right, hey, Jenna, you're in charge. Put the reunion together.
I would love to.
Put it together. I'll come. I'll come hang out with you guys.
Yay.
Vegas.
Really?
Ooh.
Or Walla Walla, Washington.
Or Walla Walla, yeah.
No, that wouldn't happen. My wife wouldn't go for that.
Okay.
All right. So shut that down.
Yeah. So Survivor the Amazon, if you want to relive the memories, it is available on DVD. If you want to get it from Amazon, you can go to the link. robhasawebsite.com/S6DVD. That will take you right to the page on Amazon to get the box set of Survivor Amazon. Do you own the DVDs, Roger?
Yes, I do.
I do too.
Yes, even Roger bought the, and you bought them yourself, or they sent them to you?
No, actually, a friend bought them for me.
Oh, I was gonna say, I feel like at a principle, I don't see you putting out the $30 for the DVD.
It was only $25, I believe.
Oh, it's Roger.
Anyway,
got it on sale.
I didn't even know it was on there.
And Rob, isn't there a commentary track?
Yes.
People can download to go along with that.
Yes, you can also also get Survivor the Amazon commentary if you go to what is it? Go to robswebsite.com/commentary.
Doesn't it s6commentary.com?
Yeah, I couldn't remember the dot com. Yeah, either one. They take it to the same place. So check that out as well. Guys, thank you so much. This has been
so
much fun.
I wanted to see you guys in person and give you all a hug.
Yeah, I've wanted to do this for a long time. I'm glad we were able to make it happen. To the five people that care about Survivor Amazon. Yes.
Just us.
Yes. Everybody else has moved on with their lives and is probably better off for it.
Probably true.
All right, take care, everybody out there. We've got a big week coming up. Survivor premiere is on Wednesday. This just in. Survivor premiere. Roger, you'll appreciate this. It was going to be 2 hours. They changed their mind at the last minute. It's only going to be 90 minutes.
Thank God.
It's going to be.
Hey,
Jenna. We were 2 hours.
Jenna, happy birthday next week.
We were 90 minutes.
Thank you.
Yes.
We were 90 minutes.
Yes, and happy birthday.
Ours was still the best first episode of Survivor.
Obviously.
Yes.
I absolutely believe it.
Yes, and happy early birthday to Jenna Maraska as well. Celebrating a birthday next week. So everybody,
thank you guys.
So stay tuned for updates on what we're going to do when Survivor Know It Alls is going to be on after the premiere episode, and lots of good stuff coming next week. So take care, everybody. Thanks again to everybody, and have a great night.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.